Welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is the Big J and BB Show, and I'm Big J.
I am Green Machine Ryan, Green Machine Ebner. Nope, I lost it.
Oh, yep, we didn't have it.
Nope.
Sorry. Yeah.
You threw me off.
I did.
Usually it's a whole name.
I know, but I changed it up. Changing it up. Do people know who we are?
Oh.
But do the people know where to find us, Ryan?
I hope you can, guys. You guys should know by now, but you might be new listeners. Joey Real Talk of Toronto, a.k.a. Big J, so you never know.
That is me.
You can listen to us everywhere you listen to podcasts, whether that be Spotify, Apple Podcast App, Google Play Music Store, or in other locations where you listen to podcasts at. You can find us on Facebook.com/BigJandBBShow and on Twitter at BigJandBBShow. I'm currently doing a fantasy baseball draft, so I've been posting my picks on there, stuff like that, so it's pretty cool. But back to you with the news.
Thanks. Thank you for the report. So we're going to get started. This is a gaming podcast, so we go over things gaming-related, movie-related, nerd-related.
Yeah.
So to get things started, the DJ, entertainer, whatever he's considered, Marshmallow, he had a live concert in Fortnite with millions of players that were in attendance.
Can you imagine getting shot?
Right.
Like, you were the one that got, one of the people that got in, you just get shot.
I'd be upsetting.
I bet there was, like, a way, like, you didn't have weapons or something, probably.
Yeah, maybe it was, like, a modded one of it.
It looked pretty fucking cool, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, Fortnite's revenue in January dropped 48% just after they hit a new peak in December.
Hey, man, you know, once you get so high, you gotta go down a little bit.
Yeah, and, we were trying to think of what caused that. The only thing that really came out in January was Kingdom Hearts.
Resident Evil 2.
Oh, yeah, that...
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, but there was no other, like, Battle Royale game.
No, but I do think that at that time in January, starting the year, there was a little bit of a fatigue, maybe, with Fortnite, just a little bit. You were getting towards, like, you were probably, like, what, almost midway into the season or something, so you're probably just sitting there like, man, this is kind of, like, I'm kind of over this right now, and kind of getting bored. Man, I really wish some cool Battle Royale game would come out.
Well, if you're still on the Fortnite, though, Season 8 just came out, and there was an island on the map where there's a new Weezer album. Weezer Island.
Yeah.
It's just playing.
They're just playing Weezer, man.
Playing music, man.
It's honestly pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie. Things like that, pretty cool.
That's what keeps players, but what takes players is when Respawn is just like, hey, we made a Battle Royale game and it's out, like, right now, so just go download it and play it.
Yeah.
It's called Apex Legends.
Yeah, it's... Joey hasn't played it, so we're not even gonna... He's not even gonna, like, sniff this. He already knows.
No, we got a... Someone else we're gonna bring in over the weekend and do a review.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get super, super into it. I will say it is really fun. Some of the things that they've brought to it are pretty cool. But Respawn just kind of dropping that out of nowhere was awesome. It's right now, we're a month in. And it sits at 50 million individual players. That's pretty great. And the thing about these stats is every time they're posted, it's like, oh my god, it's faster than Fortnite. But I think we talked about it when they started doing that's because when Fortnite came out, I mean, really the only Battle Royale game was PUBG. Like, what, H1Z1 probably was out maybe at that time? Maybe.
Yeah.
So, like, not very popular yet. Fortnite brought it to its popularity. I know there's some people that might not like to hear that, but it wasn't PUBG that got it there. It's Fortnite. So, yeah. Obviously, because the Battle Royale has already been super popular and you have Call of Duty's version, obviously Apex comes out and there's way more of a fan base for Battle Royale, specifically watching them on Twitch, too, as well. So, that was pretty cool. They took Ninja to play Apex for, like, pretty much until this recent season just came out, I think, this week for Fortnite. Waiting on a Battle Pass for it. It should be out. They said in March, so sometime this month. It will drop, so we will see about that. But yeah, it had, what, 1 million unique players in 8 hours, 2 million in the 24 hours, and in 1 week it hit 25 million. So now at a month it's at 50 million. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not too bad. What is your Nintendo's wish list that of potential games that we might get this year? So as of this time, we know that we're getting a Pokemon game, and
Luigi's Mansion.
We'll go over that, and then we're getting Luigi's Mansion,
Animal Crossing,
And they didn't say that.
Oh.
That wasn't mentioned.
I thought it was.
It was not.
Oh.
It was mentioned before, but from this past thing that they had, that wasn't one of the games.
Oh.
So, for me, it's Animal Crossing. Mm-hmm. And if Pokemon wasn't mentioned, then it would be Pokemon, but
mm-hmm.
we got that. But Animal Crossing is definitely on my list there.
I would say Metroid Prime. Although that's probably really hard because it just switched back to the original one, right? To the original people that made it. But I would still like to see that. Another thing I want to see... what was I going to say? Something about... I want to see Hearthstone on the Switch.
Okay.
Something like that. That's what I'm kind of... Because I'm looking at it like Pokemon was announced, and I know we're going to dive into that, but... besides that, and the new Link game was announced, right? New Zelda game? Yeah.
Yep. Link's Awakening.
Animal Crossing is a really good one. Metroid. Something different, like...
What about Overwatch?
Yeah, that would really blow my mind, because I'd just be like, what in the hell? Like, holy shit, I'm getting Overwatch on here, that'll be pretty cool. But I don't know how they're going to do it, because do you realistically, from Blizzard's perspective, believe you're going to get people to spend $60 on Overwatch on the Switch? Will they do it?
Well, as we progress, I have a theory of why that might work.
Okay.
But we'll circle back to that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Circle the wagons. But some type of big game I want. I really want something just like no one sees coming, like Star Fox. Boom.
Well, there was kind of rumors of one already coming.
We had Donkey Kong Country.
We got one already, Frozen.
No, I want, something cooler than that.
That was Donkey Kong Country.
I don't know that, Joey.
I was going to say, you got exactly what you asked for. It's out. It's been out. You
can buy it. I don't own it!
You can buy it right now.
Oh, shit, I might.
And then, sad news, Reggie is retiring.
Leaving
the Reginator and...
He's leaving the keys to the kingdom to Bowser.
Yeah, of all people, you leave it to Bowser.
How ironic.
Right?
You think he got the job because of his last name?
Probably. No, he's actually been in the gaming industry for a while, mm-hmm. and he seems like he's a good guy. It just sucks because Reggie was awesome.
Reggie's the best.
It was so great seeing him. He had that voice and that tone where it's just like, tell me what's happening to Nintendo, man. He was just so cool.
Yeah.
There's a lot of tributes out there to him. I'm like, well, the dude ain't dead. He's retired. It sucks. But,
I believe it was 13 years with Nintendo.
Yeah. So he's been there a while. He's not old at all. He's still relatively young.
Wasn't he in his 40s or 50s? Yeah.
Maybe 50s.
Maybe. I think it was 47 or something. But, yeah, Reggie was awesome. I'm really glad, though. This makes that moment at the Game Awards where Phil, Reggie, and... the prick from PlayStation all stood together, that made it even more has so much more meaning now because Reggie's retiring.
Yeah.
Also, side note, if your last name is Bowser, I think you have to work in the gaming industry.
Especially Nintendo.
Otherwise, you're doing an injustice to everybody.
Yeah, you're doing something wrong. You're working at McDonald's.
I saw it. I think hold the picture when he got hired by Nintendo, and you could see in the background Mario and Luigi tied up.
Yeah.
I was like, oh god.
But once I see that, I'm like, all right, this guy's going to be pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of excited.
Yeah.
So hopefully he leads us on the right path, and I'm sure he will do... It's Nintendo of America, but I would hope he does as well.
Yeah, also, it's getting pretty... he's getting it in pretty good hands already. I mean, right now Nintendo's at a really high peak right now with everything that's going, and it doesn't really show any signs of slowing down.
No, they're... reportedly might be doing some type of VR type thing with the motion control and...
Yeah, I do know also they announced that they were talking to all their publishers and their developers for their mobile gaming, and they want to make it so the customers have to spend the least amount of money as possible playing their game on mobile. So not a bunch of microtransactions and shit in the mobile game, which is usually all mobile games are.
Yeah, so that's a hard thing to try to, figure out, because that's all mobile games are, and there are a percentage of people that actually just love microtransactions.
Yeah.
They're not the hardcore gamers, but they're the you know, the phone users, and they like it.
I've already bought stuff on Anthem. Two things.
With money?
That I earned in the game. Does that count?
No, I'm talking about, like, spending your money that we just got from work.
Oh. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess because I was like, I still have to go in the game thing and buy it, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but you're not spending money.
Okay. No, I've avoided that so far.
Yeah. That's what we were talking about, doing that. Well, there's nothing worth it at the moment.
At the moment, but...
Also, kind of big news, kind of excited. There was a rumor going around that Scalebound... Everybody remembers Scalebound. I don't need to explain it. It might be coming to the Switch as an exclusive.
Yeah, that's... man, that'd be so cool. Because we were so hyped and then just so heartbroken.
Yeah, then they're like, it's in development, it's looking good. Nintendo's like, we pulled the plug.
The Xbox pulled the plug.
What did I say?
Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
You flipped
well,
it.
Yeah.
Nintendo was bringing life, supposedly.
Microsoft pulled the plug. Nintendo wanted to plug it back in.
Yeah. Let's see what this puppy's got. That'd be so cool. I don't know how I feel, because I was like, holy shit, that was upscaled to an Xbox, and now it's like got to go down to a Switch. I don't know.
But this, they showed that, what, like 3 years ago at this point now?
Yeah.
So it'd probably be like on par with the Switch.
Yeah.
And like that way, that's what we'll get.
Yeah.
But like the games that we have on the Switch run pretty damn smooth.
Right.
Because, I mean, you get 60 frames 1080p docked, and then you get 30 frames 720 handheld.
Yeah.
So it's still going to look fine, and that wouldn't be too big of a deal, but it's just like, there was one game where I'm like, don't take that away from me.
Yeah.
And they did, and...
Look at your good pals Nintendo supposedly trying to give it back to you.
Man. If they give me that before a Paper Mario game, I'll kind of be upset, though. Like, just give me a Paper Mario game. I say it every podcast.
Yeah, you do.
And then the Pokemon game that they announced is Pokemon Shield and Pokemon Sword. Mm-hmm. And a rumor Pokemon Gun. I'm just kidding. That was a whole joke thing. And apparently a news article thought that was legit. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
But nope. We got official canon next in the story. Next generation of Pokemon coming to the console for the first time since ever.
Yeah. Since ever. And you're going to be exploring the Galar region, which basically is England. Looks just like England for the most part.
Very, very similar.
Very similar. Or at least some type of European level of a city. You were introduced to your three starters. The fire bunny, the monkey that's grass, and the weird awkward lizard thingy that's water. So, pretty cool. I know that there's going to be things that people love about it, things people hate about it. But again, it's a trailer. It's still technically in development. You basically almost a year until it comes out. It'll probably be around November. That's pretty good Pokemon time frame. But you played Let's Go Joe, and you've obviously
played Let's Go Eevee. Now Let's Go Joe.
So, besides that, fucking Christ. Besides that, you've also played pretty much every Pokemon game that's ever come out.
Every single one. Multiple times.
Multiple times. So I will say, from the early look at this game, what are some things you really enjoy from it, and what are those things you didn't enjoy, but you maybe hope they do add to it maybe while the game's still in development?
So from my first impression, graphics are awesome. I like the way it looks. It has that, you know, like the Let's Go feel and the new Fire Emblem engine type feel. They always have run pretty good. I like the fact of the cities that you go into are massive. That's really cool. That's kind of the things that I want that I didn't get to see, and I know a lot of people were saying, is there's no overworld Pokemon. I'm okay with, you know, random encounters and battling wilds. I'm fine with that. But I also got really attached to the fact of, like, having Golem follow behind me or ride on a Snorlax. And that I do like. I like the Pokemon being able to follow you. I feel like that makes you more involved with the world, more involved with your Pokemon. And, you know, made you like, holy shit, I'm a Pokemon trainer. Like, look, there's a fucking Pikachu on my shoulder.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. The map, I'm indifferent about, because it's different. It's vertical. It's just straight up and down.
So
it's not like a whole, just like a square. It's up and down. The map looks kind of small, but it's very detailed.
Right.
So we'll see how that plays out. Like I said, when you go in the town, they're huge. But like from the overview map, it looks very tiny. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes. I want competitive back. Give me random IVs, random abilities, random EVs. Let me have to train and breed. Yeah, breeding I want back. And give me the online multiplayer. Give me that. Give me the rank. Because that's why I play Pokemon for. That's the bread and butter.
Right. How do you feel about gyms being back? We know Sun and Moon, they weren't. It was a different system. It wasn't really gyms. It was like the
crystals, the
trials. Yeah, the trials. Yeah. So how do you feel about trials, or how do you feel about gyms being back, moving away from the trials that you had in the Alola region?
I like gyms, but I want them to be revamped. I don't want it to be like, okay, well, here's two or three trainers, and then the leader, maybe of a puzzle, like. Make it more in-depth. Make it more challenging. More like,
right, that's what I was
okay,
going to get to.
Okay, I'm going to the rock gym, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this guy's going to be the best rock trainer. He's going to have the strongest rock-type Pokemon that I've ever seen. He's going to have the best abilities. He's going to have the best layout. And I really need to strategize my team to beat down this guy. Instead of like, yeah, no, I'm going to go in with my starter and just wipe out everybody in one go.
I was going to say, because I got from X and from Sun, felt really easy. I don't know if it felt the same way to you. I mean, I think there was one in the Aloha one where towards the end, the little girl that walked around with the horse.
Yeah.
Remember how she was like a little bit of a pain in the ass? It took you a couple tries. But other than that, I mean, I'm going to be honest. The game felt kind of like a cakewalk.
You know? I don't know. See, for me, Sun and Moon was actually the most difficult one that I've recently played.
Next
to Black and White. Black and White was very difficult.
Yeah.
As in, the scaling was nice and challenging.
Mm-hmm.
But like Sun and Moon, there were a couple times where I actually blacked out, and I don't ever like lose all my Pokemon.
I went with Sun. I started with Litten. And I think I was almost able to make it all the way until that part I just talked about without ever losing. And I thought that was just like, I don't know, like I get what you're saying. I think that Nintendo and Game Freak, what would really benefit them is, I understand, because originally, so they said the Let's Go is going to be for beginners, right?
Yeah, get people into the game, get them into the swing.
And they had really hyped up that this one was going to be for experienced players. It was like it was going to be challenging. And I really hope they stick to that. And I think the big thing is, like, you can't really... There was nothing from that trailer to judge whether it's going to be challenging or not. You're honestly not going to know until you jump into it. But I do agree. I do hope it is challenging. Because that'd be really fun. Like, remember X? Remember how, like, I blew through that? Me and our buddy Dan? Like, we just blew through it just to catch up to everybody? I shouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I think that Pokemon is now 21 years old? 23?
What is it, like 97?
96.
96?
Like 23 years old?
Yeah.
Okay, well, now I think if from Game Freak's perspective and Nintendo's perspective, you need to kind of upscale your game to fit that. Because at the end of the day, yes, there are kids that still play that game. And I think that's why you're continuing. You're going, because you're totally getting a Let's Go, another one with the Johto region. There's no doubt in my mind.
Oh, hell yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, that would be cool as fuck. But you gotta get a fur elevator, like, right? Actually, that'd be pretty cool. But I think that you do need to make sure these games are a little challenging. Because I think I've been hearing a lot of people, you know, talk about, like, baby's first RPG. That's what they call Pokemon. And maybe this is an opportunity for them to say, no, we're not just some little kid RPG. We want to really step it up and really deliver a challenging experience. And I hope they do, because I don't want to just play it and then blow through all the gyms and then, like, oh, here I am.
You know what I would really like to see from Pokemon to start doing now? Is now that, you know, it is an RPG, and you want to make it towards more kind of hardcore players, why not give me a difficulty?
That's
why not give it to me when I start the game where it's beginner? all Pokemon will be X amount levels lower than you.
Those fuckers get the tutorial.
You'll have all the tutorials, yeah. You'll have all the walkthroughs, and then you can have, like, a normal where it's, like, everything is roughly scaled back and forth, but, you know, you'll have slight challenges, but no problem. And they give me an expert mode.
Yeah.
Where Pokemon scale to you 100%.
Like master trainer.
Sometimes they're even stronger than you. The gym leaders are guaranteed stronger than you. Like, give me something where it's like, okay, now I have to buy potions. I need revives.
Right.
I need to swap him.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to put up a shield now instead of just, like, full offense. I have to actually play competitive in the normal game.
Right. You should. There should be way more strategy to the game. To be like, I understand the competitive at times it is, and I get that because it's competitive, but I think in the actual game itself, in the story of you playing through Pokemon, there should be way more strategy than at times there really is. You know what I mean? I do agree, like, I understand what you're saying, that you felt like this was a little more challenging for Sun and Moon, and compared to X and Y, it totally was, because the trials were different. It wasn't the same bread and butter gym thing, you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, I also, with Pokemon 2, like, it's so weird how, like, they go through these phases where they give you something and, like, you really like it, and then when they make the next one, they just get rid of it, and they do something else, instead of just, like, keeping some of the things that the player base loves. Like, why isn't my Pokemon following me? Why am I going into the 8th gen and I still can't get that? Why? I got it before, you know what I mean? Like, you used to have it.
Well, the problem becomes you have to render so many Pokemon.
That's true.
Because if this gen's gonna have all the gens, you have to put almost 900 Pokemon into the game, give them a walking animation, a height, a weight, everything, and then a movement pattern.
Yeah.
Like, for that sense, if that's what they said, that's fine. I'll accept that. But, like,
but they don't really give you a reason why.
No, they're just like, we just don't want to do it.
We just don't want to do it.
That's more than likely the reason. But,
right. I also look at it like, when, you know, and I'm not trying to nitpick Pokemon here. Like, I love Pokemon. I love the games. Well, they're awesome. But, like, if you want to really start switching up a little bit, why, instead of just giving me a water, grass, and fire starter, why can't you give me something different? Like, I mean, we got that a little bit because you got, like, as they evolved, you were getting a different class with them, you know? So that was cool. But, like, why not, like, oh, this gen, you have to choose between a fighting, a ghost, and a fairy, or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I get it, that breaks the whole Pokemon tradition, and I understand that. But, like, wouldn't that be cool, though? Like, something just completely different.
What I would like is, I don't know if you've ever heard of Nuzlocke, to where everything's random, and it's very difficult. The first Pokemon you see is the first Pokemon you catch. It's added to your team, don't care what it is.
Yeah.
And that's it. So, I would like to see, not necessarily that, but your starters are randomized. You could either get a Magikarp, a Jigglypuff, or a Mewtwo. Those could be one of your three starters.
Yeah.
I would like for just a fun random Nuzlocke mode to be available.
Yeah.
To where everything's random. I could walk into the first grass and Arceus could pop out. I could walk into the very end of the game and there could be a fucking Caterpie. But it's like level 85.
Right.
Like that. That would bring so much more life and more playability. But for me, as of right now, I'm still putting over, well over 100-something hours into these games.
Yeah.
But if you make it more hardcore, like, give me a difficulty where I have to do all my grinding at the beginning then the end, I'll probably at least double my time.
Yeah.
And enjoy it way more, but I already enjoyed it a ton, but, like, then I have to be like, oh, shit, I have to play Pokemon. So
anything, like, if you're going to be an RPG, I just want you to challenge me a little bit. That's all. That's all I'm asking. I get what you said. Black and White were extremely difficult and extremely hard. I was also, like, how old when Black and White came out?
It wasn't that long ago.
It was pretty, like, decent, right? Like, around what?
We already graduated.
Okay, so yeah, about, what, 8 years ago or so? Something like that.
Potentially Calibur, yeah, but yeah.
Something around there. But, like, it's funny, isn't it? Also, obviously, Sword, Shield, super fucking cool. Can't wait to see the Legendaries. But Metal Mike was like, you obviously you have to get Sword. No, or I think it was either Dan or Mike. One of them said it to me, and I was like, yeah, see, I say that now, but what the fuck? If Sword or Shield has the cooler Legendary, I have to go to Shield then. I don't know. It's kind of up in the air. I don't know what the legendaries are going to be. There's rumor that we're going to have armored evolutions as well. But all in all, But, like, at the end of the day, you're getting Pokemon on the console. A Pokemon canon Pokemon game on the console. That's going to be so cool. And maybe Game Freak and Nintendo will see and hear some of the things people are talking about, and they're like, ha ha ha, that's already in the game. Or, ooh, we could probably work on that and add that before your game gets released. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like I said, almost a year away. But it's so funny when you talk about the random encounters and becoming, because I can, almost a year ago, you saying, I'm not going to fucking touch Pokemon Let's Go because there are no random encounters.
Yep.
And here you and every other person that now says, where the fuck are my Pokemon in the wild just walking around?
I'm glad there's random encounters.
Right.
But, I'm happy with that.
Right, but you also said you're like, I kind of got attached to this stuff.
It was cool seeing them
yeah.
in the overworld and be like, oh, I want that one.
Yeah, it is.
But if I'm going to be playing, like, my competitive Pokemon, like, I need to do random.
Right.
I can't just pick and choose.
Yeah.
I have to farm for that. That's the part of it that I like.
Right.
Is doing the hunt. Yeah, oh, I have a 2% chance of finding the Kangaskhan? Alright, let's do this. Mm-hmm. Instead of just being like, I'm just going to run into a circle until it pops up.
I assume we probably find out more on this game come May, maybe? Maybe E3? Maybe.
Maybe probably during their treehouse.
Yeah. Ooh, this is going to be Bowser's first treehouse?
It will be.
Oh, God. I don't like change.
We'll see how it is. But yeah, we'll leave the Pokemon talk there. We'll obviously update as things go on, but there's also a new Yu-Gi-Oh! Game coming to the Switch.
Yeah, supposedly this is going... It's kind of like Duel Links, if you play that on the mobile, which is actually the fun one. Duel Links, I think it's the fun one where it's actually the real voices from the show and everything. That game is actually pretty fun. A lot of people like that one. Or it's Duelist Kingdom, one of the two. Damn, I can't remember which one it is. Either way, the new Yu-Gi-Oh! Game was announced for the Switch. Not too much on it. I did read some things. People are saying they think it's going to kind of try to bring the game, as not just the video game, but the trading card game as well, to a more what it was in the beginning. More, how you say?
A little bit more simplistic to where you're not throwing up 18,000 damage in turn one.
Right.
Which is a ton of fun, but like, damn, that like, you're only playing for like 20 minutes at that point. 10 minutes.
I think that Yu-Gi-Oh! It's hard because we haven't like played in a while, and I kind of would need a whole refresher on where the game's at. But anything like card games in general on the Switch, I think would be very, very successful. It's kind of why I mentioned Hearthstone earlier, or Gwent, anything like that. I mean, Gwent's not as fun, but anything really like that, and Yu-Gi-Oh! I think will be awesome as well. I really hope at some point we get a Pokemon trading card game on the Switch, because it just makes too much sense, I guess. You know what I mean?
I would like a mobile version.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm not a mobile gamer. I mean, I play Hearthstone and RuneScape on my phone, but you give me a Pokemon version, might be interested. I'd definitely be interested, but, like, you have to make it good.
Mm.
So, Activision and Blizzard laid off quite a few people, even after 2018 was their most profitable profit.
Largest profit in their history. Yeah, profitable year. Here's my thing on this. And as when I first did this list, this is how long it's been since we've done a podcast. Sorry. But when I first did the list and when this was first announced, I was very like, what the fuck, Activision Blizzard? But see, as you start to, over the last month or so, and you kind of are looking at how the gaming industry is going, here's the thing. See, people say, oh, is this a bad sign for the industry? It's not. The gaming industry is the healthiest it's ever been, ever. A lot of that is indie developers. A lot of that is the Switch, stuff like that. You have, like, 4 new fucking Xboxes scheduled to come out this year. PlayStation 5's coming around the corner. It last year was, like, the biggest profitable year for all of video games. It was, like, every month it was up a different percentage. It's not that the gaming industry is in trouble in any way. It's that these companies, a few years ago, hired a huge surplus of people. And now they're realizing, like, we don't need that many people. You just don't. You don't need 800-something random people at Activision Blizzard. You just don't. That's really unfortunate, and it's really sad to see people lose their jobs. But from a business perspective, these companies, these big companies, are like, we can kind of scale down a little bit because we don't need that many people to produce all these games. And you see like companies like Microsoft, look at how many different studios they bought in the last year. It was like almost 10 now, if not more. So, you know, it is upsetting to see. And it is, like, the way Activision Blizzard went about it was pretty shady. And I think that's the shitty part about it, how they're just like, yeah, yeah. But then at the same time, I think we talked about that there's a lot of laws that they can't just, like, tell you that you're getting fired right now because it would affect the trading of the stocks and everything like that, and you can't do that. It's illegal. But for people to say that this is like, oh, man, the gaming industry, is they're about to hit a rough spot, I don't think it is at all. I think it's going to continue to flourish very much so. And you're not even, like, talking about PC gaming at this point. PC gaming is still doing great too, but I think it's really wonderful, especially last year. You saw a lot of growth on the console side, and that's awesome. And the whole mobile gaming is still untapped. I mean, whether you like it or not, I mean, it's very profitable.
Yeah, like, profits are just one part of business. Yeah. That's not, I mean, the majority of the business is making money,
mm-hmm.
but it's also being a well-functioning machine.
Making good games, man.
Yeah, you. So I'd much rather have a company like, I want to say Blizzard, but it's Activision Blizzard, to scale down and have more of a focused team
yeah.
per game than having 1,000 people working on 10 different games
at
the same time.
Too many cooks in the kitchen.
That's the thing. You have too many people trying to do too many things. Give me a small specialized team for each of the games
yeah.
that know the games in and out, how it works, how to fix it, how to run it, and you will make those profits will go even up even more. Because you've got these people focusing on one thing instead of five different
things. And you'll have more quality. I think you have better quality like that. And it's like we were talking about with Hearthstone. I mean, like, come on. You don't need that many people for Hearthstone. You know, there's certain, Blizzard is going through and trying to say, like they said, there are certain games that we really want to focus our attention on. And we want to put more people into those because they need them. Overwatch makes sense, especially with the huge esports scene it's created. It's own league and everything. Warcraft, because that's coming right around the corner. Warcraft 3 Remastered. Obviously, World of Warcraft, that will always need it. You know, those are kind of like the mega ones for them. Those are the big ones where they want to really put emphasis on putting more people in that area because they need more people there. And then you have games like Hearthstone, Heroes of the Storm, and you know, Starcraft and whatnot. They don't need to really worry about that. I didn't mention Diablo, but Diablo is another one they wanted to put more people in, but sorry. I don't have a phone, so...
It's okay.
I do, but...
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. That's just... Layoffs happen, but it's always not the bad thing. It sucks for them, like you said.
Just because 800 was such a big number.
Right.
It was such a startling number for people.
But if you think about it, for a company that size, 800 is what, like 3% of their
people?
It
was. I think it was very little.
It was like almost like you didn't even notice that 800 people disappeared.
Yeah, and... Also, and trying to put a positive spin on everything here, those people are probably very talented, and they will be able to go to other studios, whether it be indie studios or Microsoft studios.
Well, a lot of these people are just leaving to start their own business anyway,
yeah.
So in all reality, if those 800 people were like, you know what, fuck it, let's get together and start a company.
Right.
I mean, you can. It's very common, very popular, and
yeah.
You could do it. Geralt from The Witcher...
Geralt.
I know I said
Geralt.
Jerry.
Geralt.
I've been watching Parks and Rec, so. I got Jerry, Gary, Barry. They keep changing his name.
Mary.
That's great. He's available in Monster Hunter. Monster Hunter World. Because my one person on my friend's list that he doesn't know how to play anything else. Talking about Metal Mike.
Metal Mike.
That's all he plays.
Yeah, God forbid you buy something that other people actually play.
Man. YouTube does not want to have the dislike button anymore.
So stupid, man.
They think it's hurting people's feelings.
It's
demonetizing.
That's such a snowflake like culture that is. That's awful. People are terrible. I just that was so frustrating. I was like, really? It's like Facebook never wanted to give me a fucking dislike button. That pissed me off so bad. They did give me an angry face though.
Right.
Oh. Also, a haha face when you know they're being sad, but you're like, haha, because I don't give a fuck. That's
yeah.
also a good one.
Yeah, I feel like haha is worse than angry.
Sometimes.
Like, if you post something like, oh, man, my car, or, like, I got ruined, and I was like, haha, I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
asshole.
Yeah. But YouTube, that's so stupid. Stupid. That's why we're not on there.
Spread positivity. Oh, we get demonetized so quick. We wouldn't be able to be on there, honestly. We swear too much. And that's a problem. Like, this is just language. This is talking. This is expressing yourself. And YouTube's like, first, nope, you can't do that.
For a while, I always felt really weird about it. But then, like, I listen to a lot of other podcasts that I actually enjoy, and they also swear when they feel like it.
Like the Big J and BB Show?
Yeah, because it's just normal fucking interaction. You don't have to add, like, do it excessively, but Jesus.
No, I mean...
It's just normal.
Yeah.
Fucking pussies.
That's YouTube for you. Well, that's everybody for you. That's not YouTube. Say, it's not just YouTube. That's the majority of the population. But
they're just another one that's just...
That's why if you listen to this podcast, you are one of the select few that are actually fucking tolerable people.
Few is the key word.
And we would not mind having a drink and a blunt with you one time and have a good old day, you know? Because you're our kind of people if you could deal with us.
That's very true.
So we already went over Sony doing their E3 thing, and then Microsoft wants to do their biggest one yet. Mm-hmm. And also, Microsoft's like... We are starting to realize we're more of a service than we are anything else, I guess. So they changed their name from, I think we went over this before, from the game studio to, or flip-flopped. They changed it from the Microsoft Studios to Microsoft Game Studios.
Something like that, yeah.
Something, they switched. Long story short.
Switch? Xbox? Switch?
You need to stop. So what I was getting at is Xbox starts wanting to have their services on just about everything. From your Xbox itself to your PC, which it already is. And since they're buddy-buddy with Nintendo, they're like, hey, how about Xbox Live on the Switch? How about Xbox Live on the PS4? How about it on your phone? It's already on your phone, but like, why not? Why can't we have it everywhere?
Yeah, they want to... That's mostly with the Switch is what they're talking about, like you said, because they're buddy-buddy with Nintendo. Bringing the Game Pass to the Switch. And I was kind of taking a look-see at some of them games on that Game Pass. You got the Forza Horizon game. You have the Master Chief Collection. You have Gears of War. You telling me I can play Halo on a Switch? Oh, and man, I don't know.
So now, if you remember from previously, I mentioned Overwatch on the Switch.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what it was leading to.
Is this where you're tying it up for me?
So you bring in Xbox Live, correct?
Yeah.
And now Xbox wants to connect everybody. Boom, now you got Switch players playing with Xbox players. I'm not going to count PC, because PC would demolish console users. But the Xbox and Nintendo Switch, if you're worried about people like, oh, I don't know. If you own it for Xbox, you own it for the Switch. I think that's how they would get around it. Or fucking Blizzard could be like, you know what, we're just going to sell Overwatch for $30 because it's been out for fucking ever.
Right, right, right.
You know, we don't need $60 anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But if it did come to this, like, Xbox Live came to the Switch, then games like Crash Bandicoot, or CTR Racing, I mean, I would definitely get that for the Switch because I'd still be able to play with people who are getting on Xbox. Mm-hmm. It'd be hands down, I'd be getting way more for the Switch.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Switch is so cool.
You can play it right here, sitting here.
Hell yeah, that's
while I'm doing the podcast.
It's so convenient.
Yep, I know.
So that would be really cool. I know they're in the works with that, and I would more than likely, probably in the next year or two, we're going to start seeing that being implemented and hopefully see some cool stuff come out of it.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see where Xbox goes with this and how it's executed and everything like that. Because, like, if you're bringing me Xbox Live to the Switch, why do I need Nintendo's online service?
That would be the thing that I would be wondering is, would Nintendo look at that and be like, we want our own service, we still want to be independent, or would they be like, it's actually cheaper if we use your services, we can connect way more people, we can do way more with your system,
yeah,
and we can actually do it for kind of cheaper because we're just combining everything.
Right, right.
So that would be something I'm sure they're probably in talks with of like, because are people going to play two different services for the same thing?
Yeah.
Why can't I connect it? Do I need Nintendo for Nintendo games and Xbox for Xbox games? You might hurt yourself there too. I'm sure they'll come to some type of agreement. And
yeah.
It would just make sense to be, you know, Xbox Live on everything. It would be way easier to connect everything because Xbox Live is already everywhere. Nintendo is only on Nintendo.
Yep.
So
that's true.
See what happens with that. And then maybe we get some Nintendo games on the Xbox. I'm just kidding. I don't want that. Don't do that. Leave them on the Switch where they belong. They work so well.
Oh, man. Fighter incoming. It's Master Chief.
Bro, what? Is that Captain Price?
Oh, I don't want to do that again. That hurt, man. That was some wild shit that day.
That was a good theory.
Oh, man.
Ryan's got some Overwatch League coverage for you guys. The league started. We got the Fran.
It's like news music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Fran. Yeah. All right, I'll start it. Overwatch League is underway. Season 2. I believe we are on week 4 coming up this week. So definitely plan on doing this weekly. And spoiler, we didn't. Just like everything else. But...
Wow. But damn it, we tried. There's just so much shit.
But let's get in. So New York Excelsior, the favorite. They were the favorites last year. They mostly owned the league last year until the playoffs at the end. That sucks. But they're continuing to own right now. Talk about the GOATS comp a little bit here. And for those that don't know what that is, that's basically three tanks, three healers. It's referred to as the GOATS comp.
Or the boring comp, depending on how you want to look at it.
Either way, that's what it all means. But right now, New York Excelsior is 6-0. They sit on the top of the leaderboards in Stage 1. Vancouver, one of the new teams, they're 4-0. That's pretty cool. Atlanta Reign with your boy, Dafran, who is so fun to watch.
Remember the opening day we showed him playing Torbjorn?
And he owned them as Torbjorn.
It was so much fun.
Didn't I showed you that Zarya highlight the other day?
He jumped over the roof.
This man's going to win MVP, and it's pretty awesome, and I'm really excited about it. But the Atlanta Reign are 3-1. They're really fun to watch in general besides Dafran because they're like, I guess I could say this about a lot of the teams in the league, but there are a few, but Atlanta in particular. They like to kind of, like, experiment with this GOATS comp and try really hard not to do it. Like, they try to do other things because, like, it is boring as shit. I bet it's boring as shit to play it. Mm-hmm. It's probably so boring playing that comp. Oh, God.
Like, you got so many fun heroes that are available and you just don't do it.
That is why I have not been on in a while, man. Fucking Christ. It's so boring. Sitting at 4, though, San Francisco Shock. Number 5, another new team, the Gongshu Charge. Philadelphia, your runner-up last year, they're sitting in there at, what is that, 6. Another new team, though, sitting at 7, Toronto Defiant. And to wrap it up, your Season 1 champions, London, is sitting at 8. That is where they're at right now. For the playoff picture, I'll go over a couple of big things. London started off really shitty because they're just not grasping the concept of this comp. And that's been one of the things is that I think that's why there's so much diversity right now in the league is because this comp hinders playmakers. People like, whether it be Sabiobi for New York, Effect or AKM for Dallas, even Dafran. I mean, Dafran's done a pretty great job of getting around it, but I mean, he's also, you know, he'd be way more beneficial to your team as a DPS player than...
Yeah, he's a Tracer Soldier guy.
Right. Houston, again, they have some of like guys like Linkser and stuff. Seoul, they're struggling really hard with this because their guys can't get it. Washington and LA Valiant are sitting there at 0-4 and 0-5 respectively. So it is kind of hard. Also, the streak was broken. I don't know if a lot of people knew this, but Shanghai went 0-40 last year. Well, they were 0-43, and they've won 2 games in a row now. Pretty awesome.
New streak has started.
I was super hyped that I got home from work to be able to watch them get their first win because it was cool as fuck. You could hear it on the stream everyone chanting, Dragons, Dragons. It was just so cool, man. I don't know. I thought that was awesome. But all in all, it's been pretty fun to watch so far. You've had some cool things. I really hope once the new updates are through into it and we get a new hero spoiler might be coming or is coming, you know what I'm saying? Maybe that changes the meta a little bit and we can kind of start to evolve the league a little bit too. Because, man, it's really boring watching GOATS comp.
Yeah, the bad thing is this could hurt the league in general if people like, well, I don't want to watch that much because it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm, it is. It's mind-numbingly boring at times. And then, like I did say, though, there are, and weirdly enough, it's the teams that are towards the top. They're the ones kind of experimenting with it and trying different things and trying to get different heroes out there. And I like that. I appreciate that because it's like, I don't need to see Reinhardt, Zarya, fucking Lucio, Zenyatta, Brigitte. I don't need to see it all the time. It's not fun. not fun. But the league has been great so far. Like I said, this week is week four. Starting tomorrow, if you're listening to this on Wednesday, but it's going to be Thursday. But starting on Thursday, it's going to be Atlanta versus LA Gladiators, and then LA Valiant versus Philly, and Toronto versus Chengdu Hunters. So that'll be fun. We'll try to keep you updated every podcast on that.
The new hero, his name is Batiste. He is a healer support. He's got kind of like a grenade launcher, three-round burst weapon. So he's got the damage for the left click. Probably right controller. You figure it out on console, but... And then right click's like a grenade bomb that heals. One of the abilities is you put down like this field and you can't go below 20%.
Wasn't the other one he like locks the enemy in and you can shoot the enemy, but the enemy can't shoot you or something?
No, the other one is like an amplifier. That's his ultimate. Oh. So where projectiles going through are amplified. Oh, okay. Maybe his other ability is like a blocker. I don't remember. I only seen a little bit of them. My computer's still broken, so I haven't played at all.
It's probably for the best.
So I'm out of it a little bit. Yeah, but, you know, whatever. But I don't think he's meta-changing at all, unfortunately.
You don't think so?
No, he doesn't bring anything to the table. Mm. He's just kind of like another guy.
I think he'll be a fun support character, though.
He could be.
I think he could be pretty cool.
Yeah.
He also has those hops, too. That's his jump. Is like.
Yeah, I think if you hold a controller crouch... No. You jump up pretty high. So there's that, but... I don't know, we'll see what he does. So, Ryan, do you mind telling these people, what were the top 10 best-selling games for January, because we have to go back?
Yeah, February isn't out yet. Right. I tried to look that up so we didn't sound like we're like living in the past, but it's not out yet. But I'll start. Number 10, one of our favorites, an oldie but a goodie, Grand Theft Auto 5. It's back in the top 10.
How?
Dude, I don't know.
How?
No, it's like, you know, and I was listening to another podcast and they said the same thing because they were talking about them and they're like, it's unheard of for games to have a lifespan like that. It's insane. Number 9, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Number 8, NBA 2K19. I guess some people want to play basketball. Number 7, Ace Combat 7, Skies Unknown 7. Number 6, Red Dead Redemption 2. Number 5, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. You know that I didn't know people still played Melee, like, competitively?
Oh, hell yeah.
Didn't know that was a big
thing. Yeah, the Game & Go, that's all they have is Melee, though. Mm,
pretty cool. Number 4, Joey and Carlos's favorite, Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
I retired, but yes.
Keeps going strong for the good fight, Carlos. Number 3, New Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe. Number 2, Resident Evil 2. Heard it's pretty cool. Pretty cool, especially if you have Thomas the Train. It's Mr. X. Pretty awesome. And number 1, a game that Joey was hyped for, lost hype, got hyped, doesn't play it, Kingdom Hearts 3.
You don't play it either.
I don't. You're fucking right. I did, though. About 4 hours worth. Need to beat it. But other things come out, Joey.
No, see, it's not really a problem, but like when I play games, I play them.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about not starting Kingdom Hearts, because when I do, it's probably going to be like a 70-hour grind for me.
Yeah.
So I just have to find, okay, I'm going to start it, and then that's going to be it.
Let me be honest, this is what happened. I played the game. I was really enjoying it. I was like, man, this is super cool, man. These worlds are awesome. I love all the combos and the rides. It's awesome. And then Apex came out. And then people started asking me. Like, Alex kept asking me, play Apex with me. Play Apex with me. Play Apex. And then Jack was playing Apex. I don't play multiplayer games with Jack anymore, but damn it, I did. And it's like, that took me away from it because I couldn't put all my focus on that. And now we have other games coming out. It's like, fuck, man, but I want to play those. I still need to go back and beat Red Dead, Joey.
Fuck. You were hyped about that.
I loved it. 40% in. I love it. And I just, other things, man. Other things.
That happens.
Fuck.
Ubisoft has their unreleased game Skull and Bones, their pirate game that... slightly hopeful for, but it'd probably be a letdown, unfortunately, because pirate games just don't work. But it is getting a TV series. I feel like we went over this before, a while ago.
Maybe it was rumored.
Yeah, maybe it was rumored, but confirmed. I think it's more confirmed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Samsung is doing some weird Houdini shit with their phones. They got the tablet. Foldable tablet, regular phone thing. I don't know how the hell, what kind of sorcery that is, but...
Well, you have your S10, your S10 Plus, standard, every year. You get that. That's cool. It looks beautiful, by the way. But you have the foldable phone. $2,000.
Wild.
But so cool.
You can build a nice gaming PC for that.
But you do have a tablet.
You can buy a car with that.
You imagine, like, trying to talk to people and you unfold it into a tablet? Like, that's how you show how rich you are.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
Like, fuck AirPods. It's got a tablet.
You know how many car parts I can buy with that money?
It's true, too. Still cool. Pretty sweet, yep. You could say.
So, Captain Marvel is coming out...
This Friday.
This week. And there's been some early screenings. And people were kind of upset for very, very, very stupid reasons.
Yeah, so I like to look at non-spoiler reviews for movies in general, but a lot of times Marvel movies, because I kind of want to get a grasp of what I'm kind of going into a little bit. I didn't do it for Infinity War, and I won't do it for Endgame, because those matter a little bit more. But, you know, regular hero movies, I like to get a vibe. And all the vibe I've gotten is it's outstanding. It's visually, it's beautiful, and they did a great job with an origin story again, which I have all the faith in the world Marvel's going to do that. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't. Well, there are. And I guess they decided to not do their pre-scores anymore on Rotten Tomato because of this. I think that was the big thing. Disney got them to shut it down. So now Rotten Tomatoes isn't going to do, like, pre-scores like that anymore.
Makes sense. You know? I mean, why do a pre-score if it's not going to be an actual thing?
Well, it's because a lot of people were putting in bad reviews on purpose without even seeing the movie because they're upset. Because Brie Larson was doing her interviews and... Basically, they asked her, what does she notice or something along those lines of press tours? And she said, I noticed that there's a lot of white men always asking me questions. And she goes, I want to open the door for more diversity on the press tours. That had nothing to say that white men can't come to their fucking press tours. It was just that she wants more diversity. Different races, different genders, you know. Not just white dudes, I guess. In the press, at her tours. And every white dude that is very sensitive and probably also wanted to get rid of the dislike button on YouTube got upset. So, they are just bashing the show. I'm not gonna see this movie, but they're the same motherfuckers that got so hyped at the end of Infinity War. Sorry if you haven't listened, skipped about 10 seconds when the pager showed Captain Marvel's thing. Wild. People are wild, Joey.
Yep. People will complain about anything.
I bet I'm gonna love it anyway.
Oh, yeah, I mean, why not? It's a Marvel movie, and Captain Marvel's pretty badass, so... Yeah.
Plus, young Sam Jackson, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking cool. With two eyes.
Hugh Jackman and Patrick Stewart, they set a world record for the longest career as an action Marvel superhero. 16 years, 228 days.
Awesome. Two of the best to portray those... their roles.
Now, is Patrick Stewart still doing it? Because I know Hugh Jackman's done.
He's done, too.
Oh, they're both done?
Yeah, remember, spoiler again, if you haven't seen Logan, skip. When he gets stabbed, that was the end.
I don't know, well, I obviously it was the end of the, like, that part. Oh, but he could totally be, things.
I think, though, when Hugh Jackman was saying he was retiring, Patrick Stewart also said he retired as well.
So now, is that retiring as in from movies in general?
From
or retired
that role,
from doing that.
From that role. Both of them are respectively done with their roles.
So we probably won't even see, like, cannon shots. Potentially, but probably not.
Probably not, though.
Okay. But it's still a long time to be one person.
Oh, yeah, man. I saw someone that's, like, tried to make a point that, like, Harrison Ford should count because of his. And I was like, it specifically says Marvel superhero. Like, Disney owns Star Wars. Marvel does not. I mean, Marvel's makes suit Star Wars comics. They're the publishers. That's not this. They don't make the movies. It's not. Han Solo is not a fucking Marvel superhero. Christ.
Pokemon Go introduced a new way to switch teams. The team medallion.
That's right. Because the only team you need to be is Team Instinct. Praise Lord Zapdos.
Praise be unto him. Yeah, we're trying to convert two of our friends that just. Not another special. So, I mean, either come or not, I don't care. I'm still staying yellow.
You can find him on twitch.tv/undeadredbull.
Oh, yeah, he's that guy. Tell him to switch to yellow. Or not, I don't care, because I'm staying yellow, because yellow till I die, bro.
Zapdos.
And it is confirmed, after many years, many rumors, many back and forths, that the current GOAT is following in the past GOAT's legacy of Space Jam 2.
Everybody get up, it's time to dance now. They got a real thing going
and that is right. Kevin Hart, I mean, Kevin Spacey.
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Don't say
I totally meant to say Steph Curry, but I forgot his name for a minute.
So I was trying to
I was trying to think of different people's names.
They're not even close.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, LeBron James is going to be the guy in Space Jam 2. And that is roughly going to be 2021.
Summer 2021.
So that'd be pretty cool. It's finally glad that it's confirmed. Mm-hmm. The first Space Jam was awesome. And if you haven't watched it, I don't know what the hell's wrong with you.
Right.
You clearly have something wrong with you, and I'm sorry.
That first Space Jam's outstanding. Holds up to this day.
Some say it's called Space Jam, but we'll
see. I can't type.
It might change.
I can't spell sometimes.
Cyberpunk, game people are still hyped about, will not have microtransactions or a battle royale. Makes sense. It's a single-player campaign.
It's not.
Doesn't need any of it.
It will be multiplayer.
Like competitive multiplayer or like multiplayer
story? I think it's multiplayer kind of layered story or like a multiplayer like open world kind of thing.
I mean, if it's not, like, a competitive, I don't know, I guess that's still considered I guess.
I thought it was the big thing why people were talking about that.
I don't remember. I don't know, the way I think about that is, like, if I can't kill you, it's not necessarily, like, a multiplayer game.
Okay.
But, yeah, I guess. But, yeah, I mean, fuck it, get rid of microtransactions. Waste the shit, waste the space, I have to download 10 gigs of shit that I'll never buy, but thanks for giving it to me.
Preach.
Ryan, we are in March, currently.
I am.
Would you like to go over the games, and we're going to start doing the movies that are going to be coming out in this beautiful month?
I was sitting there doing whatever I do while writing the schedule, and I thought, damn, we should go over movies too. I'm just a bee's knees here. We'll start with some games that have already come out as this podcast is open. March 1st, Dead or Alive 6. Also on March 1st, Toe Jam and Earl, Back in the Groove.
Yep, I seen that on my Switch when I think I was on 2 days ago. I was playing some Smash Bros.
Nice, bro.
And I seen like Toe Dam and Jurl were on there, and I'm like, I kind of want to buy it, but I'm going to hold off because I got so much other things to play.
And then, there you go. On March 5th, Left Alive came out. March 7th, which would be tomorrow, is Total War, Three Kingdoms. March 8th, which this game saw some pretty damn great reviews on it already, Devil May Cry 5. Pretty cool. People thought Capcom was dead, and then they're like, whoop, here's Monster Hunter World. Whoop, here's Devil May Cry. March 8th, Kirby's Epic Yarn for the 3DS. As we are starting to get to the end of the 3DS life cycle, as I've been told.
We are not.
I've been told that I've been hearing a lot of other things about that.
Weird. Nintendo said they're going to continue it because they still have a huge fan base for children.
I just wonder. Well, okay, yes, they'll get that type of stuff, but not for the majority. Either way, let's get to March 15th. Mr. Alejandro Amaya, your game arrives. Will you save DC? With Division 2.
But so we answer the call, or your watch, or what was it?
Well, I just said, will you save DC? I didn't really know what the slogan was.
Yeah, there was a thing. Like, will you answer the call? It was something. It
you
was
said the watch, and I thought of the Night's Watch. I was like, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Division 2, though, it's out March 15th. Awesome. Then March 20th, Super Robot Wars T. I don't know what that is.
Nice hype.
March 21st, The Sinking City. Not The Floating City.
I remember seeing that.
You remember?
Yeah. Yes.
March 22nd, Sekiro Shadows Die Twice. I heard that game's going to be pretty fucking cool as well. March 29th, Tropico 6. And March 29th, to wrap up the month, Yoshi's Crafted World.
Heard it's meh at best.
Because it's very kid-friendly.
Which sucks. I was really excited for that game.
The game is perfect if you have a child trying to get into video games, that you can sit down with your family and play that game. Now, if you are us and you do not do that, then no, not for you.
I'll just wait for Yoshi's Island to come out for the Switch.
Yep. Yep. That's also cool as fuck, boy. Alright, now am I doing movies now?
Yep.
Did they go to the movies? Let's all go to the movies. All right. I'm not going to go through all these movies because some of them are just weird and I've never heard of them. So, but anyway.
Foreign films.
Something like that. So let's start with the big one. Friday, March 8th, Captain Marvel. Also on March 8th, Boy Band.
Ooh, yeah. That's what I'm seeing opening night.
I can't wait. March 15th, Wonder Park. I don't know if you've seen that. That's the one animated movie coming out and she like creates... Little girl creates a music park and it comes to life.
Oh, that did look pretty cool.
It did. Also, Mission of Honor is coming out that day. And Finding Steve McQueen?
Is that Lightning McQueen's brother?
No, this doesn't look like it's actually Cars.
Oh.
Yeah. God, there's so many weird movies. March 19th, Triple Threat. I don't know what that one is.
Just throwing them out there?
Yeah, I'm just going through the list here. Friday, March 22nd, Us. And Maze. The Dirt. Ah, that's right. Also that day. The Dirt. The Netflix movie about the Motley Crue biography called The Dirt. That'll be pretty fucking cool. March 29th. Dumbo. Live action. Looks super cute. Can't wait. I am very excited. That wraps it up for March. Disney's got two big ones, though. Captain Marvel and Dumbo. Then you get ready for April.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. On the horizon, can't wait. Shazam. Oh, and Endgame, but obviously Shazam.
Watch Dogs 3 was announced. I guess I didn't even pay attention because I haven't played any of them, but it is to be set into London.
Fucking copiers, copying Pokemon like that.
Right, and coming out later this year.
Who asked for it? I don't remember asking for the second one. Hey, I thought the first one was like super hyped and then it was shit.
Second one, I think, was pretty decent.
Yeah, but like, who asked for it, though?
Respawn announces their new game, Jedi Fallen Order, will arrive this fall. Game will be showcased at the Star Wars event here in Chicago this April.
Hope you didn't want to go, because it's been sold out for a while.
That's fine, I wasn't planning on it.
I really did want to go to the Star Wars event, though. That would have been really cool.
I don't know if I could. I feel like that's super fucking nerdy.
I don't know.
Like, I'll go to Comic-Con and C2E2, but I feel like a Jedi convention?
No, it's literally, like, that's where they show, like, the movies and everything, man. That, like, last year, they gave you the first trailer for The Last Jedi.
Huh.
It's, like, a big thing. I didn't know that. Because, you know, the George Lucas Museum's coming to Chicago. We got it, so.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but it is probably super nerdy. Yeah. But, at the same time, still Star Wars. Yeah. Depends how much you love it, though.
New mobile game for Android and iOS, which is for you cheap motherfuckers.
Hey, this one was really expensive.
Called Life After is a massively multiplayer online game about surviving a brutal zombie apocalypse.
A massive, brutal zombie apocalypse. What's the point of the notes if we're not?
Horizon Zero Dawn has sold over 10 million copies.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
That is pretty good.
Fun game. Head of 343 discussed Halo Infinite and what they have learned after working on the Master Chief Collection, Halo 4, and Halo 5.
Mm-hmm.
They said that Halo Infinite is going to be what they call a spiritual reboot.
I'm going to take that, I'm going to grab that, I'm going to ask you, what do you think that means?
So you remember in Halo 2, with the Prophet of Truth?
Okay.
He was very religious, he was very... Like, this is a cleansing. This is to release us to our next part of life, our next... You know, it was very religious, very spiritual.
What is
it? It seems like after that, well, I don't know, it's just like whatever the fucking covenant believed in.
Yeah.
But, like, after that, they kind of, like, went away from that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is the way I interpret it, like, they're going back to that part. But it's probably going to bring back... The original Halo life of...
The game.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I think that Halo 3, legitimately, I mean, people say Reach, that's fine. But Halo 3 was probably the last great
people game. Said Reach?
I know. Yeah.
Reach was okay.
No, yeah, talk to your buddies. They're like your brother's age. Talk to them.
Oh, but yeah, they're young and dumb. They don't know.
Yeah, like...
They haven't played Halo.
I'm not saying the Reach was awful, but I'm just saying. Halo 3 was probably the peak of that game, great-wise, greatness-wise, right? And then Bungie's like, we're splitting. And 343's like, yo, we're taking Halo. And they're like, whoop, we're just gonna fumble and bumble it all over the place. So I would like to see... I hope they actually mean that when they say they've learned from 4 and 5 and the Master Chief Collection debacle that that was. I heard that the Master Chief Collection's fucking great now. It's awesome, I heard.
It took 10 years, but it. Damn, does it work?
That's so shitty, dude. Like, you know how people were hyped for that?
Dude, I tried to play that so many times.
It was so cool.
I was beyond excited to do that.
Beat all the campaigns.
But when I was in a game by myself and I couldn't leave without getting penalized, and I had to sit there for 10 minutes staring at a wall, that was it. I couldn't play.
That's what broke you.
It really did. And then when it happened again, I'm like, I'm done. I would literally play anything else but this.
Yeah, I do hope. I've got a lot of hope for Halo Infinite. I hope that it's... probably on a new console. Probably will be, honestly. It's going to launch with one of those Xbox consoles coming out.
Probably. We'll still get it, but it'll probably be, like you said, the same time frame as those.
Mm-hmm. And I know these aren't on your notes, so I'm going to continue a little bit here. Speaking of Xbox consoles, rumor is the Xbox One S All Digital Edition, known as the Maverick, is supposed to be launching in May, and it is, like I said, a discless Xbox One. Not dickless, discless.
Discless. Discless.
Yes. I can't speak. Sorry. Also, first two games were announced for E3, Halo Infinite being one of them, and Cyberpunk 2077. Probably get a release date for maybe both of those games at E3.
Probably early next year.
Yeah. Really? You think Halo will be early next year? Or late next year? Halo's a tricky one.
Late. Maybe.
Cyberpunk's different because it's kind of like The Witcher. The Witcher 3 was just like, oh yeah, it's here.
Yeah.
And then it's like, holy fuck, it's great.
I think you have to see what kind of lineup we're going to get at E3 of what's coming out when.
Yeah.
Because we could have some heavy hitters.
Could be. You already got Pokemon late in the year. It's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
You like it heavy. The last thing you wanted to kind of talk about... No, it's not the last thing. No. Damn. Take it back.
I was just going to drop it right where it was at.
We still have Anthem.
Well, I was going to... Well, what I was going to say is... We've been playing Anthem. We're going to do a review this weekend. We're still getting into it.
Yep.
We're going to... Like we said, we're going to bring in someone else to talk about Apex. But we're going to talk about Anthem at the same time. And
not at the same time that he's talking about Apex. Not like, while he's talking, we're talking.
As you can clearly see, we are professionals.
I like that one podcast you watch. I want someone to bring me beer.
Right? That was pretty cool.
Fucking Christ, man.
But, yeah, we're going to be doing a review on that. I want to play it more.
Yeah.
I'm about level 15, and I think you're right behind me.
Probably like 11 or 12.
I'm okay, so we want to get more into that, get more involved, to get more of an accurate...
Right, because like the mission to do last night, we couldn't, because we have a bunch of other stuff we have to do first. Yeah. Yeah, I want to at least try to get almost done with the campaign.
Yeah, we like to try to get like 10, 15, maybe 20 hours in to like give you guys a pretty solid, like, this is what we think, instead of like, yeah, I played it for an hour, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know a fucking thing about it, but like, I want to be able to like go into depth into stuff.
Why this is so weird for us is usually when Joey says that we want to do a game review, usually... it's about months down the road, you finally play the game and you want to talk about it. This is kind of weird that we're actually up to date with a game that just launched.
Spoiler alert, this is actually one of the very few games that grabbed my attention right away.
I just want to, not, you know, too detailed, because we are going to go over the game in more detail in the next podcast, but from the early bit that it has touched you, and you've touched it mutually.
Yeah, there was consent.
That's the word I was looking for. What have you thought about it? What do you like it? What do you like about it? What grabs you?
I just love the open world, how I could just fucking jump off a cliff and just take off.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, that's literally
it. The flying is literally what gets me.
And then hovering and just throwing fucking hellfire everywhere. And if you enjoyed this podcast and you want to share it with your friends and tell them what we're at, man. Yeah. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I know. I won't ask you to say the links because you won't remember that, but I can do the
rest. That's your thing.
Man. I know. Yeah. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Music, and the Google Play Music Store, as well as other ways that you listen to the podcast. There's a few other ones that it's sprinkled on there. You can find us on Facebook.com/BigJaneBabyShow. If you're on there, like our post, engage with us. I don't do anything at work, so I'll totally answer you. And on Twitter, @BigJaneBabyShow. So make sure you're paying attention over the weekend, because I am doing a fantasy baseball draft, and I am updating the picks as I go. And I also like to get into random fights with trolls on the internet, on our Twitter account. In case I get a good one, I get a bunch of likes, I want ours to be the reason we got a bunch of likes. Always thinking ahead. That's called promoting.
So. Nice, I like it.
Yep.
Now, do you have a quote for us?
I do.
I drop it on you, but...
I do, and because it's so fresh in my mind. This Metagross is mega gross. Joey Real Talk Toronto.
You stay breezy, Chicago.